It's Mickey with 12 Step Radio, gratefully being able to interview one of the members of Soul Incision, one of the bands that performed at Recovery Fest in Nashville, Tennessee. I have on the phone with me Dr. Pinson. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Mickey. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So as I look over your website, soulincision.com, it talks about a lot of the members of the band, and you are the drummer, correct?
I am.
So back in 1998, from the bio, it talks about how a whole bunch of you got together. Did all the members that are currently in the band get together back in 98, or has it sort of grown since then?
Well, it started out with five of us. We just started jamming together as a bunch of middle-aged guys that work here at the hospital and one woman. And we learned about 8 or 10 songs by Christmas time in 1988, and we played for the hospital Christmas party that was in a party room in an apartment house. We only knew those 8 or 10 songs. We played them, and of course, since they were all our friends and acquaintances, everybody got into it, and it was a great time. We took a break, and somebody said, well, when's the band going to crank back up? We said, we're not. That was it. And they said, well, play it again. So we played the same set a second time. And everybody was having a good time. Probably most of all, we realized that we were having a good time. So we decided to stick with it. And over the years, we've added another singer, and we've added three horns, and it's gotten to be quite a production. And we've gone from doing a few gigs a year to where we routinely do about 30 gigs a year. And somewhere around 5 or 10 of those are out of town. You know, they're road trips for us to various cities around the United States. So it's turned into a really fun and successful, I guess I'd call it a garage band. We've done pretty well for a bunch of guys that just do this as a hobby. We did a concert on 4th of July down at Fort Stewart, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Dean was the headliner. And actually, they called me and asked me if I could get this organized. So I called Billy Dean because we'd worked with him before.
Right.
And they wanted a turnkey operation. So I called Hugh Bennett and I said, if you were going down to Savannah, Georgia, who would you get to do sound? He said, I'd get me.
Good
so,
man.
I was basically the promoter. I put this concert together for the 4th of July down there. Fort Stewart is where the 3rd Army Division that's been over in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Headquartered.
Oh, wow.
And they've been over there. I mean, they've taken a lot of losses. So I'll just tell you what. Most of them were wives and kids because the guys are still deployed. But I'll just tell you, plan for 10,000 wives and kids and a few military guys who've been paying the price. And we put on a 3.5-hour concert that night, and you know, they went nuts, and I just can't tell you how gratifying it was to have the opportunity to participate in that deal.
That's great.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Really
that.
Cool. And then we also played out in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace.
You're
in,
kidding
in May.
Me. Yeah. Congratulations. That's a pretty big gig.
Yeah, so we've had a hell of a summer.
All right.
For a bunch of middle-aged hospital dweebs, we've done all right.
I'm surprised you guys don't come out, you know, in the white lab coats with a stethoscope.
Well, you know, that is actually a gig that we do. We do have white coats for everybody.
Right.
And sometimes we will do just that. We'll come out in the white coats and start with that.
How stressful is the profession, specifically being a surgeon? How stressful is that on you? And if you don't have an outlet like this, I mean, does it really affect your work?
Well, I think it, you know, we learned along the way that, you know, getting out of our uniforms and taking the coats and ties off and de-stressing and having a great time playing the music that everybody loves added some real positive balance to our lives. And we've noticed that a lot of people our age seem to be able to relate to what we're doing. Of course, garage bands have become a popular hobby with a lot of, you know, employed and professional people, so we're not the only one that have discovered this. But, you know, music makes your day better, no matter what else is happening around you. And we found that it's helped us, you know, develop our own personal creativity and passion in our lives and commitment. And since this is something that we're all doing as a hobby, you know, it's forced us to have a certain level of discipline in areas that, you know, we're not expert at. And I think that experience has helped us in our lives in general, and it's actually helped us probably in our day work.
That's actually a great message that I guess anyone could use, regardless of their profession, trying to make it have fun. Now, I know at the show, I mean, so many people were up and dancing and loving the music. You guys put on a great stage. You have great stage presence and a lot of excitement. But what I want to touch on, a couple of things. First of all, before Saturday, when you were at Recovery Fest, you were also out doing a benefit for the Kidney Foundation. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a little funny to be doing this, but we were playing a gig at 7:30 in the morning for the National Kidney Foundation. Their local area chapter has a kidney walk every year, and mm-hmm. we go out and play in a park just outside of Nashville for an hour while they're getting everybody registered and fired up to go do the walk.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that for, I guess, 4 or 5 years now, and it's always a nice event to participate in, just like the event that you were at the other night, the Recovery Fest. I mean, that's always a great event to participate in, too.
Have you played at Recovery Fest before?
Yeah.
Oh, were you there last year?
2 years ago.
Okay, yeah, because last year was the first year that 12-Step Radio was there, and then we came back again this year. How many of the 30 shows that you do in a year are related to recovery from alcoholism or drugs or, you know, overeating or spending or anything like that?
Well, we do a lot of fundraisers for a variety of organizations, and I guess I would have to say that, you know, a lot of those organizations are treating disease entities that often are caused by alcohol, drugs, some other sort of behavior that tends to be self-destructive. So I guess altogether, if you think of it that way, maybe we do 10 a year.
Oh, that's great. Now, as I was reading a little bit about you on the website that people can go to at soulincision.com, it says that your specialty is liver transplants?
Yeah, that's correct. I trained in liver transplantation back in the mid-80s and started a liver transplant program out in Portland, Oregon, and I started a program in the VA system, and then I moved down here to Nashville at Vanderbilt University and started a third liver transplant program.
Your new CD, we'll get back to more of the music and a little bit away from less medical. All about having fun, and of course, it's never too late to rock and roll, right?
You got it.
Your first CD that was First Cuts, and that came out in 2000. The new one called Wide Open, is that available now?
We just released Wide Open earlier this summer, and so it's definitely available. And since I've got a lot of CDs piled up in my garage, I'd be really happy if somebody got interested in it.
Okay, and they can order that off the website?
Yeah, it's 60s and 70s and 80s music, a lot of classic Motown and Memphis soul tunes, a little bit of more modern rock and roll on there, but I think most people who listen to it think it's a really fun album and they have a good time with it. Some people say it's great exercise, too.
All right.
The other thing that's kind of cool is the young kids, from my perspective, that would be teenagers.
Right.
You know, this music is getting popular again, so we're very happy that we get invited to come play for high school dances and college crowds, too. So I think there's a variety of people that might enjoy this CD. They can check it out and listen to it either through our website or on CD Baby, either one.
Okay, great. Yeah, a lot of the artists you hear on 12-Step Radio are available through CD Baby, of course, soulincision.com. Now, aren't there two original cuts?
Yes,
on the new?
It's kind of interesting about that. One of the guys in the band went to college with Jesse Winchester,
mm-hmm.
and he wrote a song that he gave to us to record, so that's on there.
And what's the name of that one?
Jesse's song is called Wear Me Out.
Okay.
And the other one that is so old that it's practically an original, again, it's called Untie Me. The last time that was recorded was by the Tams around 1960.
Oh, wow. That's great. Soul Incision, where are they performing next, and how can people find out about you?
Well, I'd say the best source of information on our band is probably the website. If they want more information, there's an email link there, and we're happy to get connected up with anybody. We are playing the Ryman Auditorium at another fundraiser for a couple of organizations in Nashville.
Okay.
And then we've got some upcoming gigs in Washington, D.C. planned for a convention, and we've got another one coming up out in San Francisco in November. And we've got some other fundraisers here in town, Second Harvest Food Bank, coming up in October. If people are interested in seeing us, they just need to check the website that our calendar's there.
That's great. I really appreciate it. We've been talking with Dr. Pinson, the drummer from Soul Incision. Find out more information about them at soulincision.com. I want to thank them so much for coming out to Recovery Fest 2005 in Nashville and helping us spread the message of recovery through music.
Happy to participate in spreading that message, Mickey. It's great to talk to you.
Dr. Pinson, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
All right, Mickey. It's a pleasure.
Have a great day.
Good luck to you too, bud.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.